USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. The congressman who served as the lead counsel in the first impeachment trial against former President Trump says the alleged mishandling of classified documents poses a great risk to national security. New York Democrat Dan Goldman said on CNN's State of the Union, Trump's possession of the documents could potentially jeopardize the lives of U.S. intelligence agents. Trump's former Attorney General Bill Barr isn't mincing words about the seriousness of the indictment.
He was totally wrong that he had the right to have those documents. Those documents are among the most sensitive secrets that the country has.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Barr said Trump is, quote, toast if even half of the 37 charges are true. The Republican chair of the House Judiciary Committee claims Trump had already declassified the documents the FBI found at his Mar-a-Lago resort.
I go on the president's word, and he said he did. And the Supreme Court said that's what counts.
Speaking on CNN State of the Union, Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan acknowledged Trump could not declassify documents when he was no longer president, but he did so while he was in the White House. Major ports on the West Coast are being hit by labor disruptions.
West Coast ports, including Seattle, Los Angeles, Long Beach, and Oakland, are the ones experiencing the labor disruptions. The Port of Seattle suspended cargo operations due to a work slowdown reported by dock workers. The Pacific Maritime Association, representing port terminals, announced the slowdown, but union officials from the International Longshore and Warehouse Union disputed it. Both parties are focused on achieving a fair contract to support the thriving multi-billion dollar shipping industry. Work slowdowns and stoppages have been ongoing for over a week across West Coast ports. I'm John Schaefer.
No one was injured, but a tanker fire on Sunday collapsed a portion of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says it's expected to take months to repair. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha Steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
A new poll shows most Republican voters don't think a felony conviction should disqualify a candidate from being president. According to a CBS News YouGov poll, 80% of likely Republican voters say former President Trump should be allowed to serve as commander-in-chief again, even if he's convicted on federal charges related to classified documents. Many saw this coming. Fox News is saying Tucker Carlson breached his contract with the network by launching that viral video on Twitter.
Axios reports the company notified Carlson's lawyers by letter on Wednesday. His attorneys told the outlet that any legal action by Fox would violate his First Amendment rights. Carlson, who had been Fox's top-rated primetime host, was let go in April. The first episode of his new Twitter show debuted Tuesday, with more than 60 million views less than one day since posting. I'm Ryan Daniels.
President Biden will hold his first re-election campaign event in the swing state of Pennsylvania. Biden will attend a political rally with union members in Philadelphia on June 17th. Biden has frequently highlighted his ties and support for labor unions, referring to himself as the most pro-union president in history. Spider-Man needs to step aside. Transformers Rise of the Beasts took over number one at the box office with more than $60 million. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse earned just over $55 million at theaters across the U.S. and Canada. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.